Love it. Well, let's check the radar before we get going with Cowboys. And Monty says that he has explosive audio.
And diarrhea.
Well, no.
That was before the show. I think it's gone.
He's okay.
Yeah, I'm all dried up now.
That's good. Ham says no.
yeah, I got a few things here for you guys. We may have an emergence of our favorite bird.
Mm.
The Falcon?
But first, do you remember Panthers rookie wideout Xavier Leggett? We played some audio from him before the season because he blessed us with the most authentic, great country accent.
Yes.
His felt real.
It's incredible.
Do we have
it was
some of
the, Lainey Wilson? Yeah,
some of the original. I love this.
Yeah, so this was him talking about his pregame ritual before the season.
Oh man, really, man. What I really say will take me there is just the love that I have for the game, man. I say my mindset is relentless. I feel like I play with a relentless effort when I'm out there on the field, and man, on game day, man, I just take it all in. I take me a deep breath before the game. I don't listen to no music when I go out there to pregame warm up. I just take me a deep breath, look around the stadium, man, and just take the whole moment in.
So
I love that so much.
Country is a gift.
That's incredible.
So that's Xavier Leggett and not Connor Wiegman?
No, it's not
okay.
Connor Wiegman.
Music.
So.
Music.
Before, they have a game coming up in Germany against the Giants. And they asked him about the food over in Germany. Is he going to be able to handle eating Spätzle and whatever else over there? And we got some more good, funny words and just good old down-home country talking.
I just hope they got some good food. I'm a picky eater, so I just hope they got something I can eat.
They have good chocolate.
I don't eat candy like this.
But what is your what are your no-goes? You say you're a picky eater. What are your no-goes?
Yeah, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat like peppers and onions and all that. I don't really eat vegetables like this.
What? Do you eat like pizza?
Yeah, and like I just started eating the spears. I eat like string beans and green peas.
Pause real quick.
Okay. I need to.
I'm
asparagus,
sorry?
I'm guessing, is what he was getting at.
We'll go back to the way he says vegetables, which I thought was pretty funny. Yeah. And then one in particular.
And onions and all that. I don't really eat vegetables like this.
What? Do you eat like pizza?
Yeah, and like I just started eating the spears.
Asparagus.
We found somebody else that's on Ham's fantasy team.
Ham, have you had asparagus before?
Asparagus? No.
Asparagus.
Asparagus is good, but it does have an after effect.
That's for her to deal with.
Well, it makes your tinkle kind of smell bad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's thinking you're pineapple, I think.
Unless you're doing that with her. If that's your kink, I'm not going to kink shame, but okay.
To each their own.
Just pick the
seed
up. I
don't really eat vegetables like this.
What? Do you eat like pizza?
Yeah, and like I just started eating the spears. I eat like string beans and green peas.
But that's not a surprise.
Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease? Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease?
No. That ain't like that.
Pasta?
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Chicken, steak, all the regular stuff.
Yeah,
no seafood, though?
Nah, I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you that one.
I just hope they...
Okay. Did he say green peas?
Green peas or green beans? Green beans?
No, you're saying green peas.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But then they had to clarify, why do you not eat seafood?
Chicken, steak, all the regular stuff.
Yeah.
No seafood, though?
Nah, I'm allergic.
I want to hear him say the sentence, I'm allergic to asparagus.
Nah, I'm allergic.
Asparagus?
Number one.
He's my favorite.
Yeah.
The Cowboys need a change in culture, and that means bringing in Xavier Leggett.
Yeah,
it'd be so much fun.
They ask him, you know, like, what does he do in his off time? He's like, oh, I'm riding dirt bikes, and he's just a country boy.
Let's go.
Just imagine him in Trevon Diggs' situation last week when he's confronting a reporter.
He wouldn't.
I know, but just
what
these nerds.
These nerds.
Oh,
asparagus, I love that.
All right. Now,
what else you got here? Okay, serious hat.
Bonus content.
My favorite time of the week. Late night, turn off your mic drops. Fire up the PS5, let's get going.
So people should know this is EA and Creighton's podcast.
EA and Creighton, yeah.
Okay.
Which he appreciates the promotion.
I'm sure he does.
We're Justin gonna, has gonna, listened to every single episode. And he always has notes.
They're welcome. We'll visit the bird in a second, but I did find this funny. A couple times EA tried to reach into a cliche bag, and I don't think he pulled out exactly what he was looking for, like this one here.
And so you do with the information what you will. Mm-hmm. Matt drew his own conclusion that you ate the bags.
You led him there.
I did not.
Like Moses to the
I did not lead
flame
him
or
there.
Whatever the
he Bible had already verses. Listened. He had
I'm so, sorry?
Moses to the flame. Now, maybe Moses to the burning bush.
Yeah, okay. that's
or
in the Bible.
Moth to a flame.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses to a flame.
He said Moses to the flame to or the, whatever.
I like making up your own sayings. It's very Shakespearean
yeah.
of him.
Yeah,
Moses to the flame sounds cool.
I yeah, he's start modern day Shakespeare.
Yeah. He's a Shakespeare.
What about,
in his own way.
Shakespeare.
What about, Shakespeare. Say you're late in a game and you're getting beat by 50 points, you take Dak out,
mm-hmm.
you would say, stick a fork in me, or stick a fork in him, they're done. Yeah.
You might, I'm just getting to that point where I'm just, I want to say, the fork is done. Like, put it in, we're done.
I like that, too.
No one's ever said, the fork is
I
done.
I like it, you know? Whenever the Cowboys are down 35 in the second half Sunday, I'm just going to say the fork's done.
Not only I'm done or they're done, but in this case, the fork.
I don't think that's going to gain a lot of traction.
The fork is the one that's
I don't know. I like that better.
I do, too.
Moses to a flame makes me laugh. I don't know.
And are you talking about the utensil or if there's like a fork in the road and then the fork is done and you have no more choices?
Minus. It's done.
It's just done. The fork is done.
Yeah.
And then this one's just a little bit off, but it's still funny.
It's a big rivalry game, and they've really been the thorn at your side for a while now.
Most people have a thorn in their side. He has one at his side.
It's just near it.
Ready to pull out again, whenever he needs it.
It's very deep. Like, it's a very deep saying it's because it's
thorn.
Not.
I was going to say,
it's not
more
a thorn
a
in your side. Yes, it's you know it's there. So you
be
have
careful,
to move.
Dude. I got
or get,
a thorn in my side.
I got a thorn at my side.
Not in my
thorn,
side. It's
I have
it's
a thorn
near.
Near my side.
Oh, man.
I thought this was funny, too.
I guarantee you, the Atlanta Hawks. Oh. Fart. So the Atlanta Falcons.
Did he say the Atlanta farts?
Atlanta Hawks. Sorry, the
Did
fart.
Did he say he was going to fart?
I guarantee you, the Atlanta Hawks. Fart. So the Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Hawks. Excuse me, I'm going to fart.
He's censoring himself.
Fart.
Goodness.
Fart. So the fart. So the fart.
All right.
Oh, he's the best.
And of course, throughout the episode, the return of the EA pigeon.
Yes.
We've heard from the EA pigeon a couple times before.
Birdman.
There's one. We had this one.
That was the Giants who had a terrible, terrible quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Right.
So that was the Cleveland Browns who Deshaun Watson, I think, quit.
We had the big donut one.
The Redskins lost to the Green Bay Different. Packers. Because of that, that means the challenging party would lose.
Nope.
So the Republicans won against George W. Bush.
Either it's the EA pigeon or he has a mouthful of water.
And it's usually the ooh sound. Now, we did hear him say one at the Marconi party last week, and I can't remember what the word was. Lando, I think you were there, too.
I was. We heard it. Laughed at it, and we had no idea
what
happened.
You blacked out?
Yeah.
That was kind of the end of the night. We're like, okay.
So let's hear from the new EA pigeon every time he popped up. I only got like 45 minutes in. I have an hour and a half to go. But
goodness.
Oh my Here's God. Some of them.
Right after the game, your first thing to do is go on Twitter.
I wonder if
what is it like? What are we doing here? What?
That one just kind of poked its head out.
It really did.
He's going it for a what there?
I wonder if
what is it like? What are we doing here? What?
There wasn't a lot of body to that one. That was just like a half measure.
Here's a baby L.
Thomas got
it
there.
Definitely
it
wasn't
empty.
Thomas because Thomas tried to get candy and there was none left.
Yeah, and you said who else was there?
Just a little baby. Nothing crazy.
So when was the first one of these we noticed? It was only a few months ago, right? I wonder if this is a new development that he's discovered he has this skill.
I think it was the April Fool's Open preview show is where we first heard
it. Okay.
That's it.
Here's no. another one.
The culture for the Dallas Cowboys, whatever good quote unquote that Mike McCarthy tried to install in the last three seasons, good.
That one didn't get fully ramped
and
up.
And no ooh in that one, though, either.
All right, Justin, you need to go back to the early days of the podcast and listen to all of those episodes and see if he had any Birdman.
Yeah, and report back.
I'm not trying to be Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith here. I really am not.
But
what I saw from that, that really showed me.
And this one put a shiver down my spine. This may be the longest one I've heard him do. And it's awesome.
What did you see in that Niners game to show you that Zeke is still good?
By the way, he's always fired up. He's never just casually talking about the Cowboys. It's always passionate.
What did you see in that Niners game to show you that Zeke is still good?
Oh, he was averaging 3.7 yards a carry.
Ooh.
No way.
That's impossible.
He's kidding me.
That's impossible. I swear to you, that
bro.
Is untouched.
I got
it's like a Halloween special from EAL.
Was that on purpose?
Golly.
That's a drop of the year.
He held that note for so long.
That's amazing.
I want to know how long he could do that.
Yeah.
I love EA so much.
That is amazing. All right.
Man of the ticket.